Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 4th, 2011, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United's annual benefits open enrollment for 2012 will begin on November 10th and close on November 29th, 2011. United has mailed a benefits preview to all flight attendants and retirees highlighting changes for 2012. United will also be mailing a benefits decision guide with more specific information and instructions for the enrollment process. New for 2012, United has selected a new single benefits administrator, Aon Hewitt, for the new United. Enrollment for elections this year will be made on Aon Hewitt's website-based platform called Your Benefits Resources, or YBR. This website adds features that have not been available in the past. This includes comparing plans and being able to see if a specific doctor or provider is in the network of a plan you are considering. You can access this site through Skynet once open enrollment begins. As a result of the new platform, this year's individualized enrollment worksheets are not being sent. Flight attendants will also need to have access to a computer or call the Benefits Service Center for assistance. A final benefits confirmation statement will be mailed in early December with an opportunity to make changes during a December correction period. Other changes this coming year include ability to choose between automatic crossover and a debit card to make payments from your flexible spending account. Three different vision and certain, not all, HMO offerings will be replaced with an exclusive provider organization, that's an EPO, called Aetna Select. Details about these changes will be included in the information sent by United. We encourage you to review the information mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. UAL benefits site is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. Primary vacation bidding for 2012 will close at 0830 this Monday, November 7th, 2011. Bids will be posted by 0830 on November 12th. All times are local domicile time. On our website, you will find our annual vacation article should you require assistance in bidding for your vacation. Recently, in the November 2nd, 2011 onboard updates, United announced the plans to move from an advanced qualification program, AQP-based training format, in order to align with the Continental Training. Following Single Operating Certificate, SOC, our recurrent training, the RET program, will be eliminated, and all flight attendants will attend Continuing Qualification, the CQ, which is an AQP-based training format. The transition to CQ and move to one training plan is one of the requirements for obtaining our SOC at the new United Airlines. As a reminder, AFA has been advised by the company that only those flight attendants with a December must-go month and who have scheduled a recurrent emergency training RET class date in November may go will have the access to the RET pre-work. All other December training month must-go flight attendants will be required to complete the continuing qualification pre-work instead of the RET pre-work once we have achieved the single operating certificate, which is expected to be obtained near the end of November. On November 8, 2011, Jeff Smyzik will be in Denver for another CEO exchange. United flight attendants are invited by United pilots and other employees to demonstrate disapproval of his management team's conduct. That Mr. Smyzik and other senior managers have accepted large compensation increases well over 1 year before any employee group has ratified a contract is indicative of their regard for coworkers. Picketing will take place in uniform outside the hotel from 14:30 until the CEO exchange start time of 16:00 at the Crown Plaza Denver International Airport Hotel, 15500 East 40th Avenue. Daylight savings time ends in the United States and Canada on November 6th. Please don't forget to fall back and adjust your clocks back 1 hour this Sunday, November 6th at 0200. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number and choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.